Hello, America, and to our friends around the world, welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Please share far and wide. We have an ignorant nation to wake up. And I'm sorry, this is, wait, I read some of the comments on Twitter that support Kamala. Those support, the substance of that support is as weak as the policies in her campaign. It's just amazing if people just have no clue that what they're supporting is their own demise. Anyway, speaking of demise, the burning platform, and I published part of the article and referenced back to the original on my website yesterday. The burning platform published an expose about Lee Oswald was not guilty. Well, we've been saying that for years, we being me and the late Jim Mars. And we have some of the same facts that the Burning Platforms article actually came out with and a little more. I'm going to get into that tomorrow. But today I do want to talk about why the CIA is determined to block the release of the remaining files. And it's critical. And I get to, it's impacting America. Now, CIA critical files with the JFK assassination. I want to be really clear about that. But it affects the first attempt on Trump's life. It will no doubt affect the second or third or fourth attempt on Trump's life. They're not going to stop. These people are not going to stop. And all plots to kill presidents in the modern time, dating back to Reagan, start with the CIA, and they're covered up by the FBI, and it goes back as far as Kennedy. So we're going to get into that right here on the Common Sense Show. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. We live in an age of destabilization. Western civilization is collapsing. Can we recover America? Yeah, under certain conditions, we can. I've talked about some of those conditions, but I'm hedging my bets. And I saw this coming many years ago. 8 years ago, I agreed to take on Noble Gold as an advertiser because I thought they were reputable. I thought they did a good job. I knew about the weaknesses in the banks. And I said, these guys are the perfect answer. And then a year into that advertising, I became a customer. So I've been a customer for 7 years. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to hear what I'm saying. The planned demise of the dollar is underway. We're less than 3 cents of the original value. And once it gets to zero, you can't have inflation reinflate zero. A million times zero is still zero. And then they'll usher in CBDC. You don't want to be in this system. I'm giving you an option right now to save your retirement. If it's in the bank, the Dodd-Frank laws of 2010 says they can take it. You're an unsecured creditor. And do you want to be under CBDC? Well, no, get your money out of the bank except for operating capital. We can help you with that at Noble Gold. Now, they want me to give you a disclaimer. There is an investment risk with everything involving investments. We agree with that. There is. There's always a risk. Okay? A meteor could strike the earth tomorrow. But I'll say this. I've calculated the risk myself, 7 years of ordering and reordering and reordering again. Because I don't want to be fully committed to a system that I know is going to fail. And neither do you. If you have a nest egg to protect, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million, you need to get a hold of Noble Gold and get this done. They're the best at what they do, low pressure. And you can call them today, 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Tell them Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show sent you. All right. Trump was supposed to release the files of the CIA and the Kennedy assassination on 2017. Guarantee you, the powers that be told him, don't do it. Don't do it. The wrath of the CIA will come down upon you. And after all, Donald, you know what we did to JFK. This agency is capable of any level of evil. Now, why doesn't the CIA want these files out? One, well, let me tell you what people say to me. Dave, it's stupid. You can't have all the files. All the people connected to that, they're dead. For the most part, that's true. but they don't want agency exposure. Kennedy was going to break the CIA into 1,000 pieces, and he should have. He actually had an executive order prepared at the time of his death to do just that. This CIA is more corrupt than the one that had Kennedy killed. They don't want agency exposure because then the light of day starts to look at them and present clandestine, illegal, unconstitutional programs with domestic operations, which are wholly illegal for the charter of the CIA, they'll be revealed. So that's one reason. The second reason, they don't want their methods revealed. How do they kill leaders? How do they get them assassinated? They don't use their direct personnel. That's too messy. They get someone they've worked with to get someone they've worked with to carry out the job. So they have 2 or 3 degrees of separation. Oh, let me use the Kennedy assassination as an example. And I'm starting to see the same pattern with the attempted assassination of Trump in July. This is worth a listen, people, because I'm telling you, this unravels how dirty our politics are and how much we need Donald Trump in there and how much we need to let him just go full bore, deport the illegal alien terrorists, no questions asked, okay? And then tell him he get life in prison if you come back. And then we need to also to dismantle the CIA entirely. We need to dismantle the DOJ entirely and rebuild it. And we need to put every member in Congress under investigation. Now, a lot of them will come through flying colors. Okay. But you're going to find a lot of scandal, like with Mitch McConnell, Linda Murkowski. That's just to name a couple that no one talk about. Okay. I believe Mark Kelly, our own senator here in Arizona. I believe there's a lot of dirt under that tree. So, they don't want their methods exposed. Allow me to give you an example from history. Okay. President Kennedy was supposed to stay on Main Street. Instead, Main Street, the route was changed to turn onto Houston, curve onto Elm. And when they went by the book depository, they're going 14 miles an hour. Hey, let's talk about that. First of all, they published this 3 days ahead of time. Illegal. Just put a bullseye on the president's head, right? Because you're saying this is where he's going to be and at what time. They had the snipers in place. You think the route being changed to go in front of the book depository in the grassy knoll was an accident? And they put this together in 3 days. They had this planned all along because they had to go walk the grounds well before. They had to recognize, okay, what are the obstacles? Where would the crowds be? Will they be in the way of a clean shot? What's our chances of getting away from the location we're in? Okay, so they had to do all that. But here's the interesting thing. The president was in the lead car. Secret Service violation, illegal. Illegal, no one ever held accountable. Windows open all over Dealey Plaza. Illegal. There's a walkthrough that's supposed to take place. They tell them, don't open these windows. Bad things can happen. Okay, so that was also not done. An interesting co-conspirator who knew what was going to happen, Lyndon Johnson, was all the way to the back, being the chicken bleeper that he was. So that's just an example. I could go into more detail, not necessary to prove the point. Let's take this to Butler. This is why the CIA doesn't want these files out. They don't want this exposed. And they figure that researchers like myself and Jim Mars and other people, they don't have a big enough of an audience that they won't make a difference in the public opinion and they can continue to cover their tracks. Okay. So the top of a building 130 yards away, which is a 3-foot putt on a golf course, was uncovered. No security team. How do you like them apples? How about the fact that Crooks was identified 52 minutes before, but the Secret Service was in complete standout? How about the fact the comms weren't working? How about the fact that the first shot that neutralized Crooks didn't come from a Secret Service counter sniper? It came from local law enforcement now, as we're finding out. Dan Bongino aired that last week. How about the fact that the security perimeter was not secured? How about the fact that there was a car filled with explosives? Drug dogs should have been run through the entire area, but that wasn't done. That's Secret Service protocol. I could go on and on and on and on with this. The Secret Service was made to stand down. The conspirators in this were Cheadle and the present director, Roe. They're in charge of operations. They denied personnel. They put unqualified people from DHS in there to protect the president in a job in which they had a 2-hour video training. Yeah, no hands-on training, 2-hour video, and the video kept failing. So basically, these DHS people were put out there with no training whatsoever. That's like the president's car in a hostile state. Texas was considered to be a hostile state because of JFK's civil rights positions. They should have had the bubble on the car, should have had the Secret Service lined up on the car. On the car. And they say, well, he ordered him off. I don't know whether he did or not, but it doesn't matter. Secret Service protocols override presidential requests when it's a matter of law and policy. You get what I'm saying here. When they knew someone was on the roof, why did they let Trump come out? They wanted him dead. This is why the Secret Service does not want the Kennedy files that are left to come out, because it would compromise future strategies for future assassinations, including Donald Trump. That's why. Plain and simple, it's not complicated, people. There are some major revelations coming out about Oswald. Interesting. And also about crooks. The parallels are just crazy. And we're going to reveal them here tomorrow or in a later segment on the Common Sense Show. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting, solutions for the problems we face. That gets us 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today.